Hello?
Oh, I need to talk to Mr. Coverdale, please.
Is this Jake?
Yes.
Do you guys Do you guys need a ride?
Oh, no, I just need to talk to David.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, David.
Yeah?
Do you still have long hair, or are you balding yet?
Who is this?
It's Jake.
Jake
who? Will you sing a little bit?
Listen, just, I don't believe it's you. I think this is a prank call. Can you prove that it's you by singing Here I Go Again, please?
Please, this is a private number. Go fuck yourself.
No.
Yeah.
David.
Can you come fuck us, please? That would be awesome.
Brad Carter prank called me on my meat phone just a few days ago. Little did he know, Lucky 225 said,
this is RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for February 22nd, 2017. Remember in the last show when I said I thought I was gonna maybe just do an entire show of nothing but voicemails? Remember that, guys? Remember? Well, that's what this episode is gonna be. It's gonna be a bunch of voicemails, and maybe I'll throw an old prank call every once in a while into the show, but I think this is gonna be a long episode, possibly. Because I just looked at my voicemails and they go all the way back to October of 2016. And I know they're probably mostly Corbin Guy, but that's okay, isn't it? We can listen to a bunch of Corbin Guy for the next 5 hours. So if you're looking for brand new prank calls and other related material, then this might not be the best episode for you to listen to. Like, if you're a new listener to the show, definitely don't listen to this show. Go listen to the next show or the previous show. I promise you, we don't usually just do an entire show of voicemails. But if you're into that sort of thing, I'm gonna play a bunch of voicemails and maybe I'll go through some emails and who knows what else, but let's get started.
Yo, Brad. This is Philly Young Ball.
Yep, this is gonna be great, isn't it, you guys?
Yeah, you funny as shit, yo. I be listening to your show.
Best show ever.
Like, rolling. That shit's so funny, man.
Thanks.
So,
Mr. Young Ball.
So I be listening to it, right? And people, I like when they be trying to get you, like, what's your name? They just keep asking you that over and over again. You just keep hitting them with that funny shit, like, got him!
Like what?
Funny, yo.
What?
Yeah, I can listen to your show all day. Matter of fact, I have.
All right.
And
he's probably not a listener anymore. Whoever this is,
at work
probably
too.
Quit.
I got other people I work with listening to your show too, yo. So are you funny? You should have like a TV show or stand up comedy.
Yeah. What the hell? Where is that?
And like you could just be roasting bulls like left and right, like pat pat pat, yo.
All right,
I would
voicemail
that,
ever.
That shit, yeah. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the voicemail. That was great. At least he likes PLA stuff, though. He's not just yelling at me a bunch and being a jerk.
Hey, it's Dr. Lego calling. What's up, you guys?
Hey, Dr. Lego.
It's been a long time, and I was sitting here picking my nose, and
that's great, Dr. Lego.
Underneath the desk, I was just thinking about Phone Losers and how you guys were doing, and just wanted to say, you know, that I miss you guys.
Aww.
And
Start just crying like Uncle Scott.
I go checking in. As you know, I haven't really been pranking or doing anything in a long time. But
nope, I didn't know that.
Out there, and I listen and I see what's going on. And you guys rock. All right. And
thanks,
thank you for
Dr.
doing
Lego.
What you do. It's funny shit, and I love you. All right.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Howard Stern's penis. Take that, Dr. Lego.
Hey, Brad. Just wanted to say that episode 5 was so good. Seriously, I think only you could get someone to call the police by accusing them of not owning pugs. I just want to say keep up the great work, and I'm really enjoying those short shows. Talk to you later.
I don't remember doing that, but that's pretty great. I can just imagine her phone call to the police. I'm assuming it's a her. Because what man would call the police about his pugs? I'm sure if that really happened, though, that was...
Hello, Brad! This is Ahmed Almaty. Okay, I know
this
I have not called in a while. I have been on a mission. I have listened to your calls. I understand the message. I have accepted your mission that you have sent me on through your messages.
Great.
You have subliminally sent me through the prank calls. I have gone to Syria. Myself, I have rented a fishing vessel. I have taken it to Syria. I am now on my way back on my homeward voyage. To Albany, Oregon. I have plugged it into my GPS.
On your fishing vessel. Okay.
Now, I cannot find the coordinates. I am now in the Pacific Ocean, Brad. Hello? I was afraid I was losing connection. I want to bring you the refugees.
What do you think I'm going to reply to you? It's a voicemail.
I have 30 refugees. I hope you have spare bedroom. All right.
Yep,
get back to
yep.
me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You guys can stay in the tunnels. And maybe that's why I don't think we've heard from that guy since this message, have we? So he probably died in the Pacific Ocean. Rest in peace, foreign guy that always calls in. Oh, and just because I just now set up my soundboard, you know, a couple days ago, and I haven't used this particular sound clip in about 5 years now, I have to click on this one.
The GPS coordinates is R.
There we go. That's for you, foreign guy that died in the Pacific. Probably 2 people remember where that clip's from.
Anyway, I just want to say that I always play your show when I go shoplifting.
The first 10 seconds of his voicemail was just blank. And then it started with anyway, so I guess he's having phone problems.
Me, your blasé attitude just gives me the confidence to shoplift. And
that's great.
It tends to work, you know.
I'm glad I can motivate you and inspire you to shoplift.
Go in there. Listening to Phone Losers of America, you can shoplift pretty much.
Oh, there it is. It's still going, but it just went silent again.
And right now I'm in Munich, and I'll give
back.
You a call from my Munich in Germany, and I'll give you a call from my next shoplifting city, okay?
Okay.
Peace out.
I can't wait for that. Here, let's do a search on his phone number, see if he's called back in. Nope, he has not called back in since this message, so he either got bored with my show or he got arrested for shoplifting. By the way, did I mention that the sponsor of today's show is CNC Wizard? Because if I didn't mention that, I probably should, because he's the guy you want to blame if you don't like voicemail-only shows. It's all his fault, so you can thank him, CNC Wizard. Thanks, CNC Wizard, for being a supporter of the show and causing us all to have to listen to a ton of voicemails. You're the best.
Hey, RBCP, I just have a request. I really like the soundbite from the intro where the guy goes, "I'm gonna punch your head off," or "I'm gonna come down there and punch your head off." I just want to know which prank call it's from and where I can find it.
I don't know what it's from.
That whole prank call, because it makes me laugh every time I hear it. Oh, thanks. That's all. Love the show.
Maybe someone in the comments can do it. Can tell you what it's from. If I had to guess, I would say it's either from the Homeowners Association pranks or it's from Jim pranks. But I don't know for sure where that's from. Maybe it's in the PLA wiki. In fact, I'm checking it right now. And nope, there's no link to it. The quote is on the quotes page, but nobody has linked it yet to the proper show that it's from. But I'm sure somebody in the comments will tell you where that's from, what call that's from, and somebody really should go onto the wiki and update the wiki and tell everyone where it's from, because that's what the wiki's for, goddammit. And by the way, thank you everyone who has done the editing on the wiki and added a ton of shit to it. It seems like it's a lot less active now than it was when I first set it up, and that's probably because I don't talk about it enough. But several people in there, they did a lot of work and, you know, put a lot of show stuff up for us all.
Hey, Roy. So I was carving a pumpkin for the show, and I accidentally cut myself pretty bad. Since I was cutting the pumpkin for you, will be needing some insurance information.
Crap.
I'm actually bleeding as we speak, but then again, I don't have health insurance. So if you could get back to me and just kind of help me out, because it actually does hurt really bad. Thank you.
I never heard this voicemail. I never got back to him. He probably bled to death. See what happens when I ignore my voicemails? People start dying. First the guy in the Pacific Ocean, and now this. This sucks. I'm sorry, you guys. No wonder I don't have that many listeners. I keep killing them all. And that voicemail is from October 28th of 2016, and we had the pumpkin Halloween contest thing this past Halloween, but we never got to see his, because he died, probably.
Hey, Brad. This is Mustafa.
Hey, Mustafa.
I'm going to behave this time. Don't worry. You don't have to put your volume down.
What?
Man, I'm just calling.
Can't hear you.
That I really do appreciate your show, man.
Aw.
Original, you know, it's all your stuff. You're not trying to copy off nobody or nothing like that.
Yeah, except all the people in the chat room that I steal shit from. Kind of copying off of them.
I appreciate that, man. It really, you know, brightens up my day, you know. Just to listen to your shows, you know.
Thanks,
you don't even need
Mustafa.
Nobody else on there, man. You're good all by yourself, you know.
Aw, well, shucks.
That's all I got.
This whole episode is just going to be me going, aw, thanks.
Keep up the good
work.
It's going
to be great.
And tell that person in the background, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, hey.
Bye.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, thanks for the voicemail.
Right. It's your boy, Philly Young Ball. Bro, you be fucking balls up on the phone, man. That shit is so funny, man. Yo, I was listening to
the fuck is
your
this?
September show. That shit was so funny.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks for the call. That was the greatest voicemail ever. I'm looking on the transcription thing, and it's pretty much just that for the next minute. We're officially done with October now. Now we can start on November of 2016, and it looks like the very first voicemail is from Corbin Guy.
Oh, hey there, Roy.
Hey, Corbin Guy.
How you doing? 3 seconds. Guess what this sound is. All right. Now you'll be dipped in dog shit over this.
I heard nothing.
I found the Puget Sound water traveling underneath the ferry. So today's roadside story is, and I'll try to keep it brief a little bit longer on the first message, dropped by Albany, went to Burgerville for the win for breakfast, drove to Seattle. I'm on a ferry going back across the way. There you go.
Thanks.
Road trip day one down.
Thanks,
all right.
Corbin
Talk
Guy.
To you later. Bye.
Corbin Guy always seems to end up in Albany somehow, even way back in November. You know, Gary the Retard, he works at that Burgerville that you went to. He's the biggest celebrity we have in Albany, Oregon. Your burger may have been cooked by Gary the Retard.
Hi, Uncle Roy. This is your nephew, Billy.
Hey,
I'm
Billy.
I'll let you know I got my first hair down there.
Oh, God. Okay. Thanks for the call, Billy. We don't want to hear about that, though.
Bad. It's affected. Listen, I'm in the middle of a war zone. Listen, I don't know how to say this.
I'm listening.
The cacti army is, like, fighting the burrito army. I'm, like, right here in Arizona. And, oh, my gosh, man, there's so many casualties. I've never seen so many listeners go down. And, oh, hang on. Hey, get down! Oh, Brad, it's just epic. I probably shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be calling you in the middle of a war zone.
Yeah, it's really stupid of you.
Talk to you later, buddy. I hope.
All right, thanks, Infected, for calling in. Rest in peace, just like the last few callers.
Really? Yeah, what's up, Brad? I'm going to do that Shifty Pop shit for you.
Yay.
I get my full voice back.
I can't wait.
Voice. I can't sing properly, so I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it all half-assed, but
oh, come on.
I am going to do my own version of Shifty Pop's show intro, and I'm
and
going to add a little something-something of my own for you there when I get my voice back and I get
a
chance.
Yep.
So that
like,
goes out
like
to Corbin.
Steel drums, perhaps?
Also, because I just heard him mentioning that. And that's fucking all. And, yeah, I don't know. Oh, and I listened to the rest of that Shifty Pop stuff, and the song that she made for you is by far the best. The rest of the shit, she just blows.
Yeah, but, yeah. Fuck
amen,
that lady.
You know, what can you say? Ugh. We all can't be fucking winners.
Can't stand her.
All right, that's all.
All right.
Buy the book.
Yeah, yeah, everyone, buy the book. And he did the song. He did a new version of Shifty Pop. I have it right here. That one. But more importantly, he did this Roy Jurbel thing.
Roy Jurbel.
Oh, it's the best.
It's Roy Jurbel.
Harborside 19, this is Lynn. How may I help you?
Hello, could I page a customer to come to the phone? His name's Michael.
We don't really have a thing. I mean, I can call out his name and see if he responds.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what does he look like?
Oh, he's kind of darker skin and wears a cap all the time.
Michael, does he have on a green sweater?
Probably. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he's wearing today.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, Max, your name?
It's Kevin.
Kevin? Do you know a Kevin? Okay, 1 second. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Michael?
Yeah, this is he.
Oh, hey, this is Gary from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, yeah, we just got an alert because the security cameras picked up on your face, and there's sensors in the doors as you walk in, and we can see that you're carrying counterfeit money.
Am I?
Yes, yes. Do you have a $10 or a $20 bill in there?
I do.
It seems like one of them are counterfeit.
Oh, okay.
Can you take that out and look at it? Maybe check for the gold foil stripe?
I have a lot of 20s because I about to deposit money. It's from my tips from yesterday.
Oh, I think one of those must be counterfeit. Like, do any of them feel counterfeit?
I feel uncomfortable taking out a lot of the money in front of everyone.
Oh, no, the girl there, she'll protect you.
Oh, okay. So what should I do?
We need you to rip it all in half. And if it rips, that means it's counterfeit. If it doesn't rip, then it's okay.
What am I looking for?
Well, there's a gold foil stripe, but that doesn't really matter anymore because counterfeiters have figured out how to put the foil stripes in there. Like, can you just take the one from the top of the stack and try and rip it in half? Because it's okay. You can just tape it back together, right?
It rips.
Okay, did you rip it all the way? Because it has to rip through the center.
Wait, is it the top one, or
I think
what am
it could,
I trying to do?
It could
I, don't
be
know, I have a bunch of 20s.
It could be the top
I don't
one.
Rip, I don't want to rip a 20 that's actually real money.
Oh, no, it won't rip if it's real, because it'll stop in the middle. It's like a protection scheme that we've done recently with money here at the government.
I don't know what to do right now.
Yeah, yeah, just rip the top one, because that's where we're getting the strongest signal, and we're looking on the security camera, and it looks like it could be fake.
Okay, so if it rips all the way through, then it's fake.
Yeah, yeah. If it's real, you could just tape it together. It's no big deal.
Okay, sounds good.
Did it rip? Does it rip?
Yeah.
Did you rip it all the way through, all the way down?
Yeah, I did.
Like completely in half?
In half.
So you have like two halves of 20s in each hand?
Correct.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. No, look, I'm bored here at the corporate office with Starbucks, and I thought it'd be funny to make a customer rip up their money.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But you know, for the trouble, we're going to give you a free mocha, whatever you get, whatever we sell at those.
I already have a drink, though. You just made me rip a $20 bill.
Okay, we'll give you a coupon. What's the cashier's name there?
I don't know. Hold on.
Oh, God. You should know your cashier's names. Your barista, I mean.
What's your name, hon? It's from the corporate office. I don't know. Lynette.
Oh, great. Lynette. Yeah, she's our top barista there. She's going to give you a free gift card for 800.
For how much?
800 coffees.
Okay.
800 separate drinks. That comes out to about like $1 billion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what you get. Like, yeah, just let her know. It was the test, the trick, our prank thing. We're doing, like, a new prank show. Like a reality punked type show where we record off of the video cameras. Can you wave to the camera and say, hi, this is Michael?
What cans?
They're everywhere. Like, they're hidden. They're like really tiny button cans.
But,
Yeah, just wave.
Oh my God. Should I give the phone back to Lynette?
Yeah, but listen, if you want a second gift card, we'll give you a second gift card for another 800 coffees if you rip another bill.
You're kidding me.
No,
I'm going to do it, because I can take the $20 back.
Yeah, do it. Just do it.
Can I gift it to someone else?
Well, can you rip it by the phone so we hear it rip?
I just ripped it.
Oh, well, we didn't hear it. Can you rip it next to the phone so we hear it?
I already did.
No, another one, though, because you said you have a bunch.
Oh my God, I'm going to tape all these 20s later. Okay, you ready?
Okay, yeah. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh my gosh, you're the best, Michael.
Well, what else do you want me to do?
Oh, no, that's... can you rip off your shirt and just...
No, I'm not ripping off my shirt.
Like, do lasso in the air with your shirt and be like, woo, woo.
No, I'm done. We're done here.
It's for the show. You're going to be famous. On television.
I don't need it. I'm already famous.
Can you take a half of one of those bills and wipe your ass with it?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
You're ridiculous.
Listen, enjoy your 1,600 free drinks.
Okay. Should I give this phone 42? Back to
Lynette? Yeah, just go ahead and give it to her.
All right, cool.
There you go.
Thank you. Are you sure? Hello?
Oh, hi. Yeah, that wasn't the right guy.
No?
No, it was somebody else.
Oh no!
Yeah, I thought my friend's supposed to be in there, but I guess he's not there.
Okay.
Elderbucks. Guess what, Brad? You owe me 9 Elderbucks now.
Crap.
Also, there's a letter in your PO box with money for the PLA book, unless the Albany Post Office destroyed it or stolen money.
You put cash in the mail.
Or lost it.
What dummy?
Get the.
I don't remember getting cash in the mail for a PLA book, so yeah, it's probably got stolen. It was the postman that stole it, not me. Wink, wink.
Hey, Roy, this is Miguel B. How you doing?
Hey, Miguel
Dude,
B.
Hope you're surviving the FBI.
Yeah, that last voicemail, that was from November 7th, and that was the day before the FBI raid. And it looks like I played a bunch of voicemails from in November, because it went straight from November 7th to November 27th, which is this one. Oh.
Situation, and don't forget to make sure you harvest that relationship with them. You're doing the right thing. You're actually valuable to them. They don't even know it. Maybe just yet. Some of them do. A lot of them, maybe not. Anyway,
I don't think they give a shit about me.
Okay, like neighborly calls to people like that dude who you. Asked him, what, was he just flushing his trash down the toilet? That was classic, dude. These are classics. Get them up on YouTube. Throw out some basic
promotional robot stuff. Well, I'm not going to now.
And,
You know, I don't know if I've mentioned it, but the FBI has about a year's worth of just show material that is nowhere else. You know, it's like stuff I haven't put on the YouTube yet, and I remember there was exactly 1 year of it in there last time I checked, and I didn't have any backups of that stuff, so hopefully they don't wipe my drives when I get them back. I don't think they would do that, but that would suck, because that would just be a bunch of material that's lost. I mean, it's still in the shows, you know? The shows are still there, but there's no way I'm going to go back through all those shows and just take out material, not knowing what stuff I haven't taken material from already. That sounds like a big mess.
Your urban legend, die. Keep up the good work, and be nice. Like you're doing.
Be
it's
nice.
Really cool.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
What's up, RBCP? This is Josh from Lexington,
hey,
South
Josh.
Carolina. I listen to your show all the time. I enjoy it a lot. Keep up the good work, man. And stop fucking with them feds, man. Jesus.
With the what? Oh, with the feds? Yeah, I haven't fucked with the feds for like 3 months now.
Hey, Brad. I've been listening to your show for a while now. My name's Kyle.
Hello.
I call in every time and again. I just wanted to, you know, call and let you know that, you know, I heard somebody a few episodes ago that said that you helped them through a lot, and, you know, you did me too.
I paid
them.
So
I just wanted to call and tell you thank you. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Anyway, bye.
Thanks, Kyle. I probably just paid them to say that, so I look like a nice person. I tend to do that from time to time.
Hey, Brad, me again.
You again.
I just wanted to say one more thing.
All right.
So you and Carlito and everybody used to do like shows that, you know, were together, or you used to do prank calls that, you know, you had more people on the line.
In the good old days.
I love those, and if you could bring them back, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, God,
so many alsos.
Carlito needs to do more shows. I mean, I know you don't have really a say in that, but if you could spread the word, then that'd be great. Thank
okay.
you. Bye.
Everyone, I'm Carlito's secretary now, apparently. But hopefully you're happy that Carlito is suddenly starting to do more shows lately. Like, he's been getting on the PCN Mixler and stuff, and doing stuff, and he's been working on his website and uploading shit to YouTube. It's almost like Carlito's back. It's awesome. Hopefully you guys have noticed that over at madhouselive.com. Carlito's doing stuff. It's great.
Hey, Brad. I've been listening for about a month, and I finally decided to call in because I figured I'm not a real fan unless I call in.
That's true.
So, yeah. Just happened to randomly find you on YouTube, and now I'm hooked on the Snowplow show.
He probably called back in November of last year, and I never played the message on the show. He probably got mad and just stopped listening forever.
I was hoping you'd be able to give me a crazy nickname that I'll go by, because I have no creativity. All right.
I'm going to call you Shithead. You're Shithead. That's your name from now on, is Shithead. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, Roy, this is Miguel B. Colin. How you doing? I just got finished listening to your call to Susan regarding the cell phone tower. And, oh my God.
Those calls
that's
sucked.
That's just classic, man. I mean,
yeah, come on.
You don't need bad words. You don't need bad karma. You don't need anything.
Oh, I've got the bad karma.
Your ass off with You'll these kind see. Of situations. When Roy calls a person like Susan, just freaking awesome, man. Keep up the good work. Cheers.
Thanks, Miguel B. Looks like we're officially done with November now. This is going fairly fast. It's hard to tell how many voicemails are actually left because of the new Google Voice layout. It doesn't give you a total number of voicemails anymore. It only tells you how many new voicemails there are. I'm still not crazy about this new Google Voice thing, you guys.
Yo, Arby, I just left your retarded, stupid message. So I hope you deleted that one. But I'm calling to ask you, because I know you are a aficionado of prank phone calls as much as I, if you have ever listened to the Musasha tapes.
Yes, I have.
John Musasha.
I feel like I've heard this voicemail before. Didn't I answer this on the air? Or maybe somebody else asked me that?
I think it was like a third Jerky Boy.
Yeah.
Before they went big or something. But if you haven't, they're on YouTube. Check it out. It's hilarious. And for those of you listeners out there that are looking for other stuff as well, as Brad says, it's part of our heritage, so you should listen also.
Yep, the Musasha tapes. I remember hearing some of the Musasha tape calls on the original Jerky Boys bootleg I had, like back in 92 or whatever it was, and I think he was on there doing prank calls with him. I think he was the third Jerky Boy. And the main Jerky Boy, Johnny, he refuses to talk about that guy, and nobody knows why for sure. I think Johnny just pisses off everyone or something.
Hey, Brad, this is Redbeard. First-time caller, kind of long-time listener.
Holy shit,
anyway,
it's Redbeard's very first message.
I was just listening to
Isn't this cute, you guys?
It's an old show on my way to work. I thought I'd call to tell you thank you for making all the boring times of my days funny and interesting.
You're welcome.
And keep doing what you're doing. And good luck with the FBI stuff. I love you. Bye, honey baby.
Thanks, Redbeard.
Hey, Brad. I was just... Sorry to call you twice in 1 week and stuff, but I just wanted to let you know that I think that, you know, that you guys are from, like, a time where, like, the internet was, like this, like, weird, obscure, kind of, like, you know, underground thing. And I think that's why you guys still have, like, your own websites and stuff, but I'm just here to tell you that YouTube is where it's at.
Fun of me?
All right.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Like, you guys, like, have your own websites and stuff, but you should try to focus on your YouTube channel.
I'm trying.
Like, try to be, like, Ownage Pranks. So, yeah, if you do that, and...
I like
know,
that pause there.
Subscribes will
Was I supposed to react to that?
I'm rolling in, and so will the cash. So, that's my advice to you. Take it or leave it.
Thanks.
Bye, Cactus Cactus.
I'm trying to do as many videos as I can on the main PLA channel. You know, sometimes I go months in between videos on there, because I just get so busy.
Hey, Roy. First time listener, long time caller. Okay, so I've noticed every time you talk about some douchey sounding guy, you use the name Chad. I don't know why you do this. You use it a lot.
Oh, is that your name?
I think you should use some other similarly douchey-sounding names, like, I don't know, Brad.
Hey.
That sounds like a good one, like fucking Brad. Sounds like the type of guy to put a swimming pool in his apartment.
Yeah.
Anyways, you should do that. Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks for the tip. I will write that one down and think about using that as a name instead of Chad. I don't remember where the name Chad came from, by the way. I remember starting that like a couple of years ago when I was doing some sort of customer pranks where I had their phone numbers. And I blamed problems on Chad a few times, and I think someone in the chat room suggested to me, you should just make Chad your scapegoat for everything. And I don't remember who said that, but I just kind of went with it. And now Chad is blamed for everything. There's really no reason for it. But yeah, I guess I should have picked a douchier-sounding name for that. Like Brad.
Hey, what's up, Roy? You know, I'm a big fan. I just started listening to you this year. Your Tens from Hell crack me the fuck up. And, you know, you actually started making me say motherfucker a lot more. And my friends started noticing
great.
That. And, you know, you
so
you know,
I'm helping people curse more, and I'm helping people shoplift.
You've been giving me
great.
Get me through some hard times, and, you know, just keep it up. Keep fucking with people, and, you know. You bring a smile to people's faces, man. I appreciate it. Hope you get through this FBI stuff, you know. But, you know, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you get more subscribers, man. Keep it up.
Hey, Brad, it's Mangoose again. So I found this new way to harass people. I think it's pretty cool. So, you know, if you look up Google Hangouts and then go to the live filter on YouTube, you can find people streaming their Google Hangout conversations.
Oh,
and if
shit.
You look in the chat, they actually have a link to the Google Hangouts. So you can just join, and you can say wacky things, and it's really cool. So I think you can do that if you tire of prank calls, which you probably won't do after, like, 10 years. So, okay, bye.
I should just start doing Google Hangouts pranks instead of prank phone calls. Like, that'll just be the new thing. I won't do prank phone calls anymore. I'll just do Google Hangout prank calls. And we can all blame that guy.
What up, Brad? It's Tim. First-time caller from Cape Cod, Massachusetts here.
Hey, Tim.
Just wanted to say I love you, BB. And I hope the FBI are also laughing at your prank calls. I know someone mentioned that.
Me too.
Video you uploaded.
Maybe.
I don't know, one of the last ones, but we need to get you a gaming PC so we can game it up and play Forza and fly and do all sorts of fun things.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's get to work on that.
Kill the game, dude. And like, cactus. Aye.
Yeah, this new PC I got from Craigslist, it's a little bit faster than my old PC, but the video card is much, much slower, and playing GTA just kind of sucks now, but I still do it because I still love it for some reason. But someday, maybe after I get all my stuff back, I'm going to buy myself a proper PC, mostly to do show stuff on. Really, I should just get an Xbox One or something. Do my gaming on that. That'd be cheaper than buying a gaming PC to play one single game on.
Hey, Brad. CJ Greg. I just want to let you know, thinking about you during this holiday season, and I think I speak on behalf of everyone in the community, that we would like to bless you. So if we could just have a moment of silence, please.
Okay.
Pray with me. Dear Jesus God, please bless Brad, and may he defeat the FBI, in Jesus' Lord's name, bless his bosom, and may he be prosperous. I love you, Brad.
Amen.
I'll do anything for you, Brad.
Yay.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, you were still praying. Oops. Okay, thanks for the prayer. Now I've got God on my side, so the FBI is officially no match for me. I don't think we'll have any more problems. Everything's going to be fine.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bridget?
Yeah, this is she you're speaking to.
Hey, it's Dr. Gerbel. I'm a dentist. You ordered a bunch of stuff from a catalog company today, like a bunch of candy and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And like over $400 of candy. That's just crazy.
No, it wasn't over no $400. No, it was not.
Oh, don't you use incorrect grammar with me, lady. I'm a dentist. I'm Dr. Gerbel. DDS. Is that the initials for dentist? I don't even know. But listen, I'm really concerned about all this candy you ordered from the catalog company.
Okay, what's the problem?
I don't know. Do you even have any teeth left? I was hoping to get your business. Because, I mean, like, all this candy. Are you going to eat this yourself?
No.
I'm concerned.
I have this for somebody else.
Oh, could
now,
I get...
Why are you so concerned about this?
Because, like, all this candy. $400 in candy?
Look, I didn't order no $400 in candy. I did not. I ordered some more other items.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I know you got all this bedding stuff and skirt pins and stuff, but, like, all this candy. So much candy. And I'm going to replace some of the candy with healthy food. Like, you know...
Say what?
No, I'm just saying, like, nobody needs this much candy. And this is just something that...
Look, the only thing that I remembered about ordering, I ordered my daughter some of her, some candy for her. And then I ordered some for myself for my son. What are you talking about?
Do you want your kids to get diabetes?
Look, I have not ordered no $400 in candy. I ordered some more other things beside that.
Yeah, the bedding. The bedding, the skirt pins and all that bedding. But I mean,
is there a law against this?
No, it's fine to order bedding. I want to know if you want to add a toothbrush onto your order.
A toothbrush? Are you crazy?
You're going to need a toothbrush.
What's wrong with you? Sir, you mean to tell me you're going to call to my house with this crazy stuff?
Is it crazy to offer you a toothbrush?
Yeah, you are crazy.
You're getting ready
because you're the one who calling me. This is my money, and I spend it how I want to, and I haven't purchased $400 in candy.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem that you spend it how you want. Look, I want to tell you what I learned today.
You're glad that I am a saved Christian woman.
Of course you are.
If I had no, I would have cursed you out for everything you was worth, and I thank God that I haven't stooped to your level of ignorance.
I did not curse. I didn't curse.
Ignorant, you call in my house.
I didn't even think about cursing. I didn't even think about cursing. Listen, okay, the great Joe Peacock, he's an amazing author, and I learned something from a blog entry he did today. He said, food is fuel. It is not entertainment. That is such good advice, I think. Food is fuel, not entertainment.
Now, who are you?
Facebook.com/Joe Peacock. He has good advice every day.
Look, it's not that. Okay, do you work for this company?
No, I'm a dentist. I make more money than these assholes at the, these jerks at the catalog.
Well, you know what, sir? I don't eat a whole bunch of candy, but I did order some candy.
You ordered
and it was not over $400. I ordered other things with it as well.
Okay, well, listen, you're a Christian, right? Did you know gluttony is a sin?
You know what? I'm not... Do you know this man was saying that if you are a Christian, gluttony is a sin?
That's what I just told you. Super Horse told me that in the chat room. Ma'am?
Look, sir, do you work for this company that I ordered
No,
for,
I'm a dentist. I make so much more money than a catalog person. We just share...
Know what, mister? I'm going to let you go, and goodbye. No. You know what? Because I'm going to definitely pray for you tonight for you even calling my phone. Now, goodbye.
I'm
going to
pray for
me anymore.
Your gluttony and your diabetes and your teeth that you won't have anymore, and she's gone.
Yo, RBCP, it's JD. Yeah, man, I'm glad you like the tracks. It's pretty cool. Very flattery. Anyway.
The what?
Flattery read. Whatever the fuck I was trying to say. So, listen, I was listening to some old episodes of The Phone Show, and it's reminiscent of this call that I downloaded off of Napster. Yes, I'm that old. In, 2000, where these phone freaks called this lady, and they got her to completely erase her hard drive by telling her that there was bestiality on it. And I was wondering if that was you guys, because it sounds just like you guys. Or, I don't know, I don't think I heard you, but... Yeah, I don't know. If you haven't heard the call, perhaps seek it out, because it's pretty goddamn funny.
Was it a female?
At the end, they're like, can you say you just got owned on Freak Radio? All right, later.
Freak Radio? I don't know, you should look up Freak Radio and see if it's those people. Doesn't sound like something I did, although I do remember in the late 90s, we took over the phone lines of a tech support place, and we did have a couple of people, you know, that's back in the Windows 98 days. We had them open up a DOS window and type in Format C and all that stuff. We were dicks, and the calls weren't that funny, so I doubt it was my call that you heard, but I have been that much of an asshole before in the past.
Hey, Brad,
a quick update. My last voicemail, you didn't seem to find it amusing or funny at all.
Yeah, so, that one.
And you called me Bob, so
I remember that.
Google Voice, you could set my secret code name as Boring Bob.
Boring Bob, okay.
So not funny. Anyways, I think you should make some confirmations or top, you know, funniest prank calls.
I don't even know how to change the names on the new Google Voice. Where do I change the name? I used to be able to put names in here. Add to address book. Where did it go? I can't put your name in here anymore. Sorry, Boring Bob. Google Voice fucked it all up.
Some shit like that. Actually, 2016. Yeah, it's 2016.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
2016.
Listen to your stuff right now. Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, there it is. They hit it. Okay, Boring Bob, you're now in my address book for the PLA stuff. I know who you are when you call.
Hey, Brad. It's Ryan again.
Hey, Ryan.
I just wanted to let you know again. I'm calling you on my 1935 Western Electric 202 desk phone.
Nerd.
Thought you might find that pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, actually.
It's fully restored and everything like that. It's a really nice phone. I'll have to send you a picture on your...
I have no idea what kind of phone that would be. Here, I'm going to look it up. A Western Electric 202 from 1935. Yeah, it's one of those old Hitler-looking phones.
But
that's
yeah,
awesome.
I just wanted to tell you. It's pretty fucking dope. So
it is.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. It's a cool phone. It even comes with the ringer box, and it's fully functional.
Holy
obviously.
Shit. I'm not going to buy your phone.
Though,
quit
so
quit
if you call
trying
it,
to sell me your phone.
It'll constantly keep ringing. Until someone picks up the phone or the other person decides to hang up. So
I hate that.
It's pretty cool. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Alright, I'll see you later.
Thanks
for the shows, Cactus Cactus.
Ah, Jesus. That was a loud hang-up. Those Western Electric 202s didn't fuck around back in the 30s.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
You better hang up the phone before I beat the shit out of you.
I'm not on a phone, stupid. It's a voicemail. It's Google Voice. Maybe you've heard of it.
Fine.
Nope, not going to do it. Because I can just sit here and look at the countdown. 3, 2, 1. All right, he's gone. He hung up the phone. I didn't have to hang up the phone. Mostly because I'm not on a phone. It's a voicemail. Damn English people, they don't know anything.
Hey, Roy. You, I don't know, called my mom, I guess. And it was awesome. I have not moved on to bigger and better podcasts. The other thing is, my girlfriend and I had an idea for a prank. If you called funeral homes and... Or no, not funeral homes. If you called florists and told them that they sent the wrong flowers to the funeral home for your grandma. Like, congratulations or something. It might require a little bit of work, but I think it would be funny. Okay, bye.
Okay, maybe I could get some flower shops to run over to the funeral home with some wacky new arrangement. You know, something more suited to, like, you know, kids' birthday parties or something. I don't know. That would be funny, fucking up some random person's funeral. I'm going to do that on the next show.
Hi, Brad. This is John.
Hey, John.
That was that one call that was all messed up. It sounded kind of like your call from when you were pretending to be the manager at Albertsons.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Stuff like that. But what I was
crazy
trying to
talk.
Say... was I was playing a party game called Fibbage with my friends the other night, and a trivia question popped up that you gotta try and floor everybody else with. And it turns out that the original name of Pepsi, which I think is one of your favorite drinks besides Four Loko, the original name is called Brad's Drink. And I thought that was pretty cool, so I just wanted to share that. And anyways, keep up the good work.
That's bullshit. I'm looking that up right now. This episode's going to take forever because I'm just looking up facts on every single voicemail that comes in. Holy shit, Google auto-completed it. The drink Pepsi was first introduced as Brad's Drink in New Bern, North Carolina in 1893 by Caleb Bradham, who made it at his drugstore where the drink was sold. It was renamed Pepsi Cola in 1898, named after the digestive enzyme pepsin and cola nuts used in the recipe. Well, that's pretty cool. Pepsi was named after me, apparently.
Hey, Brad. It's infected. Haven't called in a while. You deleted my last...
You should go see a doctor about that. Okay, here
voicemail
we go.
Voicemail, anyways. But I had a question. Whatever happened to Weird Harold? You know, the guy that would call up Mildred? He's like, Mildred, did you call me? It's Weird Harold! You're coming to the party!
Yeah.
Can you bring that character back, please?
Good old Weird Harold.
Your old people's reaction to that. Thanks.
Hello? Hello, Mildred?
Uh-huh.
Did you just try and call me?
Who's this?
It's me, it's Harold. Weird Harold. Did you try and call me?
No.
Well, who was that rang my phone then?
I don't know. Nobody's from here.
Listen, do you want to come over tonight? I'm having a party.
Me and the guys. Party.
You don't party?
I don't know if I can explain who Weird Harold is, really. Like, the founder, the original guy that created the name Phone Losers of America, and I stole it from him, his name was Zach. He had a dad whose name was Harold, and we called him Weird Harold because he was weird, and we would make prank calls to him all the time. Eventually, he figured out it was me, and he started yelling at me by name about the prank calls. And I remember once I needed to fly from Texas to Oregon, and Zach gave me Weird Harold's credit card number and let me do a flight on his card number. And when Weird Harold got the bill in the mail, he just, pretended he'd never seen it before. He's like, I don't know where that came from. You might want to call the fraud department for that, Dad, or Weird Harold. I think he called him Weird Harold, but I was imitating some other old man's voice, and I don't remember where that came from, but I ended up just calling Mildred Monday as Weird Harold a bunch, kind of using that old man's voice and being like, hello, Mildred, it's Weird Harold. You want to go to a party with me? Because the old man, he was all confused and stuff all the time. He was hilarious, and he's probably dead now.
Okay, Roy, hey, Miguel B here again. Did I really just call you a bitch at the end of that phone call? I learned recently, don't piss off pranksters, so I take that back.
Okay.
Hey,
too late.
On just a further note on that tablet thing, seriously, I had to call a Verizon store in St. Louis a couple days ago, and
I have no idea anything you're referring to right now, because this is way back on December 31st of last year. There's a tablet involved, apparently, and you called me a bitch.
I do computer work and website stuff, but, And I'm trying to do the mobile version of a particular site. So I put a girl through the grill. I had her grab a 7-inch, an 8-inch, and a 10-inch.
So confused. Maybe you're just talking nonsense or something. But at this point, that voicemail is so old that I'm just going to stop playing it and move on to Redbeard.
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
Happy New Year, buddy. I just listened to yesterday's show about being in the carpet. Pretty good show. And I had an idea. I was just listening to the voice.
Yep. Your voice sucks. I mean, your connection sucks. Your voice is beautiful, Redbeard. But I can't hear any of this, so I'm just going to skip over this one, too. And that brings us up to 2017. We are now up to January 1st of 2017. I thought this was going to take a lot longer, but apparently it's not going to take too much longer because there's not much January in here. Oh, my God. There's only one voicemail in here from January. Let's hear it.
Hi, Brad.
Oh,
this
great.
This is Miss Malone calling up. I hope you're behaving yourself.
Hey, Miss Malone.
Well, I have a couple of jokes for you. Well, I just have one joke for you. Can you telephone from the space shuttle?
I don't know.
The answer to that is, of course I can. Of course I can tell a phone from the space shuttle. The phone's the one with the long cord. I bet that joke was the best joke in the world.
That was pretty great.
Bye.
I hope when Olga writes her joke book someday, she'll include that one. I'm sure you won't care if she takes it. But yeah, we are done with the voicemails from last year, and we're done with January. Now we're up to February 10th. Like, when I go back through the voicemails, I just kind of pick random spots, and I'll just play a bunch of voicemails from one section, so that's why the months went by so quickly. And this didn't take forever. I thought this was going to be a really long show.
Hi, Brad. It's Miko.
Hey, Miko.
Very long time listener. Very long time.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
Snowplow Show voicemail.
Whatever.
Very first time I've ever done this one, though. What the fuck, man? Where are the shows?
What?
I don't have any new shows. I can't even find them. You're posting the old phone time or...
The phone show. Yeah, you're complaining because I'm posting old shows from way back in 2010. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are complaining about that.
Sure, they're good, and, of course I'm listening to them, but they're not nearly as good as the Snowplow Show.
I know.
They're not posting new ones.
I didn't say they would be.
Anything beyond, 4 minutes that I'm seeing here. So,
4 minutes? What?
Can you get it together?
Sorry.
Or the FBI just finally just smacked down on you and there's nothing you can do and it's just other people putting
the FBI,
this.
They commanded me to only release shitty stuff.
I'm
sorry
about that part. Anyways, sorry to be a bitch, but every now and then you kind of have to be when you're a supporter of the Patreon. And
that's
you
true.
Work for me, damn it.
Okay.
Just kidding. But I mean,
it's true,
kind
though.
Of, sort of. Barely, but you know, whatever. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye. Yeah, I've actually gotten a lot of complaints, especially in the comments on the YouTube channel, about posting those old phone shows. And on one hand, I just want to be like, fuck those guys, I'm going to post them anyway. But on the other hand, I know that the phone show isn't that great, especially way back in 2009 and 2010. I feel like maybe at some point in 2010 is where it started getting good, maybe around the end. And then in 2011 and 2012, it kind of just turned into a prank call show for the most part. But I don't want to skip a bunch of them, I want to upload all of them. So I'm thinking what I might do is convert a bunch of them into videos and upload them all, and then schedule them all to show up on one day. Maybe one day a week, or one day a month. You know, just like on March 3rd, maybe an entire year of phone shows up on the channel. That would fix the problem, right? It would just put them all in one single spot on one single day. It wouldn't be a daily thing to annoy you with. I think I might try that and see how it goes, because I do want to get all those up on the channel, because I know a lot of you are actually enjoying those, but I understand that some of you are not enjoying those, because they're pretty boring. Especially the 2010 stuff.
Getting your nails done is a manicure. Pedicure is for your feet. Don't ask.
All right. I know. I know that now. And I think I knew that. I mean, I knew that before. I misspoke, I think, is what it was. I actually know the difference between a manicure and a pedicure, but for some reason I told that lady pedicure. And I don't even remember what prank that's from, but I remember when I was doing the post-editing and I was listening to it, I'm like, oh shit, I said the wrong thing, everyone's gonna yell at me. But you're only the second person that yelled at me about that, I think. Or the second person that noticed it, or cared enough to say anything. So that's not too bad, I guess, for a really dumb mistake I made.
Hey, Brad, are you fucking idiot? When you get your nails done, it's called a manicure. When you get your feet done, it's called a pedicure. What the fuck, man? Jesus Christ. I don't even know. I watch your goddamn show.
Well, I could make fun of you for knowing the difference between a manicure and a pedicure when you're supposed to be a man. You shouldn't know stuff like that, you fucking weirdo. What are you, a woman?
Hey, Brad, it's Patrick. So I'm listening to the show that you posted on Friday, and it's...
All right, that's the end of Patrick's message.
Yeah, hey there, Arby. I always have incredibly awesome things to say, and actually, I got a question for you. You never did answer several years ago a caller's question, which was, how many babies could you fight off with your bare knuckles before you finally subside to them or give in? This is probably ranging in the age from a day old to maybe a year and a half, 2 years of age. I would say that qualifies as for babies.
Well, if they're a day old, how could they be a threat? They'd just be laying there. I could just push them off the table, and I'd defeat them.
Could you tell these kids behind me to shut the fuck up? I mean, you did a very good job with JonBenet Ramsey. Thank you.
Okay. That was a really long pause after the JonBenet comment. And I've told you to stop mentioning that murder on the air ever since the FBI thing. They're going to find out about that. Come on.
Hey, Brad, long-time listener. Ann Collier here.
Okay.
I have two questions for you. One, so you live in Oregon and the weed is legal there. Do you smoke it? And two,
no.
I am a patriot.
I'm a Christian.
And you promised, like, years ago to put out a record, like a LP.
I know.
And it's,
I know.
I don't see when I might have to withdraw my support.
It's okay. I wouldn't
Sorry
blame
about
you.
That, man. But yeah, that would be pretty sick. Anyway, love the show, whatnot. Bye.
I gotta do the record. And you know what? Records are coming back, and they're starting to do, like, this new manufacturing stuff, I think, that's cheaper. So I'm kind of hoping that I can do the records cheaper than I was planning to, because it seems like it's going to be like $1,000 or something to press a bunch of records. I mean, I'm sure I can find it cheaper if I look around enough. But I was working on the new album, and the FBI took that computer. So the album is on a computer that the FBI is in possession of right now. I guess I can use that as my excuse for not doing the record, but that doesn't really work because I said I was going to do that like 2 years ago. And I will do the record someday, I promise. Just like I'm definitely going to do another episode of Telephone Falls someday. I think I'm just kind of holding off on the Telephone Falls thing until I'm making enough money that I can just hire an animator to do it for me. But even if I have to do it myself, another Telephone Falls will definitely happen. The record will definitely happen. The coins will definitely happen. I need to get those coins done. It cost like $600 to get those coins done last time, but I made the money back. It just took a while. So I need to do those coins at least. You guys love the coins. I love the coins. I think, what was that, like 2015 or something? What the hell? Why haven't I done another one? So at the very least, I should be doing coins. But yes, I definitely will do a record someday. Even if this whole show thing falls apart because of all the FBI stuff that's happening. And, you know, whatever happens, I still owe you guys a record and another episode of Telephone Falls at the very least. And a poster, a PLA poster. I haven't done the poster yet. I definitely have some work to do, and I will do it eventually, one of these years.
Hey, Brad. It's your good buddy, not Kyle, here. I mean, we're not actually good buddies because it's the first time I've ever called
you. Sure we are. Come on.
But nonetheless, listen, I got a business proposition for you, okay?
Shit. Okay.
I really want to become a Patreon supporter. And I will become a Patreon supporter for $5 a month if you can identify for me the phone show episode where Carlito calls in and you guys prank called the Steam Shark pocket mop people.
Shit.
He made a whole bunch of references to
Steam Shark
being able to clean up after people had left HIV-infected blood on floors. It was hilarious.
I don't remember
and
that.
You could just leave a link to that in the show notes or something like that. I will support you on Patreon for $5 a month. That's all it takes. I'm a man of my word. My word is my bond.
Well, can somebody else figure it out for me and post it for you in the comments?
I will do it.
Isn't that okay?
Leave that link in the show notes, Brad. Appreciate it. Cactus Texas Cancer.
Yeah, I remember doing the Steam Shark mop thing. That was something that Legends started back then, back in 2010 or 2011 or 2012. I can't remember. It was back there sometime, back during the phone show era. And Legend drove those people nuts. He called that call center like all day, every day. They all knew him. They all just hung up when he called in as soon as they figured out it was him. And we were just copying Legend by doing those calls to the Steam Shark mop people, whatever the hell that thing was. Wait, was it a mop or an oven? I can't remember. Legend did so many things, horrible things to call centers back then. But I have no idea where those calls are. I don't know if they're a part of the Snowplow show. I don't know if they're a part of the phone show or if they're just from some conference or something. Or maybe they're from Carlito's show. I don't know. And I bet you nobody else knows either. So I'm probably just not going to get your $5 a month. Oh, well.
Today is February 12th. And February 12th, 1996 is the first time I saw a chimney fire. And so it's the 21st anniversary of seeing my first chimney fire.
That's amazing. Thank you for the call. Happy 21st anniversary of seeing a chimney fire.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey.
So, Brad, it's time for an intervention. And you know what I'm talking about. It's your post you put on your Facebook page about your addiction
to
the Simpsons tap-tap.
Ah, that.
So I just thought that I'd leave my little... 2 cents, my little testimonial here on the voicemail.
Mm.
To remember the Brad V. Hall, remember. Brad, your pranks were so good before you started that game. And I know Carlito started you on it.
Aw, don't cry.
But there's help, Brad. There's help. And you just have, I mean, we just want the old Brad back.
Yeah.
We always love you!
You know, maybe someday you'll get the old Brad back, but for now I'm just gonna keep playing Simpsons Tapped Out all the time. I actually started up a second game for Simpsons Tapped Out because I wasn't wasting enough time on it as it was, so I started up a second game. Now I'm playing 2 games at the same time. I'm sure when I get my tablet back from the FBI, I'll probably start playing 2 games simultaneously on 2 different devices all the time, and then I'll probably never do a show again. But as long as you brought it up, if anyone wants to add me on Simpsons Tapped Out, if you're a player of the game, my username is BradBCP. That's my new game. And my old game, I thought my username was RBCP, but people are telling me you can't have a 4-letter name on that game. So I guess just look me up by my email address, which is rbcp@phonelosers.org. And the more people that play, the worse my addiction becomes. So try to help me out with that by adding me as a friend on Simpsons Tapped Out.
This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. I'm calling from the apartment building. I rent an apartment from you guys. over on Machine Avenue.
I'm sorry, you're echoing.
Yeah, I'm underneath. Really? I'm underneath the apartment. I'm over on Bishin Avenue, apartment one.
Oh, I'm Bising. You live in apartment one?
Yes.
Okay.
The bottom apartment.
Uh huh.
And I was pulling up all the carpet. Okay, I pulled up all the carpet in the living room, and there was this door underneath. So I went down into the door, and like there's this tunnel. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
I'm confused. You live in Bising number one. You pulled up the carpet. There was a door underneath the carpet, so you went in the door, and it's a tunnel under the building?
Yeah, well, it's more than under the building. I've gone at least 5 blocks now.
It's gone for 5 blocks?
Yes. I hope you can hear me okay. My cell phone signal isn't too strong down here.
I can hear you, yes. This is actually the leasing line. I'm going to need you to call Alyssa and let her know that.
Oh.
Because that is crazy.
I've gotten kind of lost because I've gone down several stories now. Like, I'm 3 stories below ground and about 5 blocks away, but there's lots of different tunnels.
So you're lost in there?
Yeah, I have no idea how to get back to the apartment. All I have is my cell phone light.
You need to call 911.
No, I'm not in any trouble. As far as I can tell, the air is okay down here.
So I don't understand how I can help you.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if you could give me directions, like if you knew about the tunnel.
Sir, I've never been in the tunnel, nor was I aware that there is a tunnel, so I definitely cannot give you directions out of the tunnel, because I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, it's in the hallway. And
I'm sorry?
Huh?
Can you say that one more time?
It's in the hallway.
In the hallway?
Yeah, well, that's where the tunnel starts. And I went down into the hallway. There were stairs there originally, but they had rotted away. I had to use a rope.
Your name?
I had to use a rope to crawl down. My name is Roger. And it was, it's like a 20-foot drop. So I'm not sure if I can get back up, actually. But anyway, like, I've gone several stories down at this point, and I'm about 5 blocks away, I would estimate.
Okay. I don't have any idea how to help you. Can you hold on just a second so I can get somebody else for you?
Oh, who are you going to get?
Can you hold on just a second?
Okay.
Thanks. Sir, Alyssa's not here at this time, and I honestly don't know how to help you, and I didn't even know that there was a tunnel there. Here's my recommendation for you, to call Alyssa, and if you can't get out, to call 911.
Oh, no, I can't talk to 911, not since the incident.
Why can't you call 911?
It's hard to explain. They've got it in for me, though, like, since the last time.
911 has it in for you?
I'm just saying it's not.
I don't understand. I cannot help you other than to advise you to call 911 and to do the best you can to get out of there, because if you're trapped in a hole under a building, you have got to call 911.
Well, no, I'm not trapped at all. I'm not trapped. I just have to find my way back, because right now I'm like 5 blocks away. What am I going to tell 911? Just start digging random holes in the neighborhood until you find me?
No one can come find you because I don't know where you are. And I am definitely not going running around through tunnels. What's your last name, sir? You said it's Roger?
Yeah. Hey, there's like
what's
this...
What's your last name?
Okay, like I'm in the room. I'm in the big cavernous area next to the waterfall.
There's a waterfall?
Yeah, underneath. I'm 3 stories down now. I think I might be near the lake. But there's some writing on the wall. And it says, "Ye intruders beware, crushing death and grief. Soaked in blood of the trespassing thief." Do you know what that would translate to? It's in Spanish. I don't understand Spanish.
No, sir, I don't speak Spanish. But look, I have to get off the phone because I've got things to do today. But I can't help you other than to tell you to please call 911 to get help to get out of that building.
I have things to do, too.
You are under... I'm sorry?
Well, hey, wait. Could you come in my apartment and maybe set some sort of beacon down, like... Maybe just
no. I'm not going to go in your apartment and set up a beacon. I'm sorry, I just can't do that.
No, you could lower.
You can call 911 and get out.
No, listen. In my closet, there's a boombox, and all you'd have to do is lower the boombox and have it turned on really loud.
Sir, I'm not going to do that for you. Well, okay, you need to call 911. I am not emergency services.
No, it's not an emergency. I'm just trying to find my way home. But if you just turn
on
the radio.
If you can't find your way home and you're lost under a building, then that absolutely is an emergency, and it is a huge liability for me to sit here on the phone with you. I'm half tempted to call 911 and send them over there.
Don't you dare. No, they're not. They'll be
Well, if
Roger.
You keep me on the phone, sir, I'm going to call 911 and send them right over there to find you.
Why can't you just come over and put a radio down the hole?
Because I'm not going to come over there, and I'm hanging up right now. I do wish you the best of luck, and I hope you have a great time.
Well, you obviously don't wish me the best of luck if you won't even help me find the opening.
Hey, RB, it's Mailer Name, and, you know, I'm really getting sick of all these whiners just complaining about you posting old episodes. You know, I'm a pretty new listener, only been listening for maybe 4 months or so, and I love going back and hearing the old shows. So I was talking with Brad, the producer, and I think he was leaning towards just cutting out all of those whiners. So let's just drop all the whiner calls and tell them to suck it.
All right. I'll do that. Whenever someone bitches at me on YouTube for posting old shows, old episodes of the phone show, I'm going to insult them, and then I'm going to block them. And problem solved, right? That's what I'm going to do. All right, we're up to February 13th now. I think I'm just going to go to the very end. Play every single voicemail in here.
Hey, Brad, it's Ohio Guy here.
Hey, Ohio
Guy. Three things for you. The first is my idea that I had a long time ago. I'd like to see another Lost call with some apartments. You did it one time, but I thought it was great. Do another.
I loved those calls, and here's the problem. It seems like everything I say in these voicemails, I'm just blaming the FBI for shit. But I made those sound effects. I made them perfect, exactly how I wanted them. You know, the computer beeping, and then the computer beeping faster, and then doing the alarm sounds and everything. Put all that shit together, put it on my tablet, and then I got raided and all my stuff's taken, so I no longer have the sound effects. And I'm just kind of waiting for my stuff to come back, so I will have those again, and I will definitely do some more Lost calls where there's a guy stuck in a hatch underneath my apartment or whatever, because those were fun. I really wanted to do more of those.
Lost call where you have somebody down in a hatch underneath the apartment. Secondly, an idea that you haven't done in a while, when you've been doing recently these Facebook mobs, you're forgetting to call the final boss. So you got to call the place. It's always hilarious after, you know, at the end of the show, all right, call the final boss and call the place that you've been mobbing. But then thirdly, there was an idea on the voicemails a long time ago that I've always been hoping that you'd remember, but I think you might have forgotten of.
Probably.
It was almost, the idea was like to have the best of call, and that you would save the numbers of, like, when it was a hilarious call, you would save that number and jot down a little bit about what the call was. And you said to this caller, I forget who called in on the voicemail, but you said to them that you would possibly do a, like, best of show at one point where you would call all those people back that had been, like, the best of previous shows and do a one return call to those people. So I don't know if you've been saving those numbers, but I want to remind you about the idea again, and if you haven't started, to save them up, because it would be great to give some of these people back one call again in the future, you know, after it's kind of died down, they've kind of forgotten who you are, some of the best of responses. So I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I never started doing that. I never started saving numbers. I've just always been in the habit of deleting numbers as soon as I make the call, as soon as I'm done with them, just to kind of discourage myself from bothering someone for longer than I should. But I should do that. I don't know why I don't do that. It's just mostly it would just be a pain in the ass to write it down where it happened and everything. I'm just lazy, basically. But I will try to come up with a way of doing that easier for myself. And maybe we'll do some callbacks someday.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
This is Nebraska Ryan.
Hey.
Remember I called you and you actually put me on the show? I was the guy that was the longtime caller, first time listener.
Not okay.
If that made any sense.
Sure.
Maybe I had a little bit too much to drink that night, but I almost kind of wanted to call and say, hey, Brad. But as one of your other voicemail listeners pointed out, that's getting kind of old.
Yeah. Cut the fuck out.
I am actually calling tonight because I noticed that on your last show, you mentioned one of the chat guys. You call it Nick Scat. It's MC Scat. Gotta be. Has to be. Like MC Scat Cat? Nope. Have you never heard of MC Scat Cat?
I'm gonna call him McScat. Sorry.
But I have to admit, I didn't know that either until I saw a parody of it on American Dad. Check it out. It's the cartoon cat from the 80s music video.
I remember Paula Abdul videos. I lived through all that shit.
I think you'd like it. Check it out. Also, last time I called, it was because the feed was down. I know it's completely gone now. You just got way lazy. You just took the feed all the way off.
It's not my fault.
About being broken all the time. Yeah, whatever. Each their own. I kind of like the feed. But that's cool.
The feed?
All right, man. Catch you later.
I guess you're talking about the stream for the 24/7 radio station thing. I can't get it to work again. I was trying to make an HTML5 player, but nothing would work because I want to take the flash off of there because a lot of people just don't even have flash anymore. But I'm pretty sure the stream is still up. Like, here, I'm going to open up my Shoutcast player on my Android phone, and I'm typing in phone losers. Oh, no stations found. Shit. I guess it's broken again. I don't know why it keeps breaking. I think I need to ask the guy that runs it. Be like, what the fuck is wrong with my station? It keeps breaking all the time. No, it's still up. It's working. It claims it's running. I don't know why it's not turning up in the search on my Android app. But the stream is there. I'll do something soon to make that work for more people. And if anyone knows of a good player to put on a website, you should let me know. I'd really appreciate it, because the one I have sucks. It stopped working, and that needs to come back, because I miss having a 24/7 station all the time.
Hey, Brad. I was just listening to your last show where you were offering consolation prizes, and it's pretty good. You should do that. Do more of that. Kind of like where you offered the roofing job to that, where you were offering a bid to somebody else on a roofing job and told them you can roof your dog's house, like some kind of shit job. Like you can.
That was a shitty thing for me to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, you didn't win the.
I'm a bad person.
Win the bid for building my house, but you can build the dog house. Just something a little crappy.
Yep.
Awesome. Talk to you later.
Next time that guy sends us, bid stuff like he always does, definitely have to do some more of that.
Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Long time listener.
Stop it.
Long time caller.
Stop it.
Now, I've got to admit to something, though. I did feel really bad about your FBI investigation. So last week I sent you an email pretending to be Comedy Central looking to pick you up to help them with the show. Anyway, the reason I did that was to keep you really, really upbeat and happy. And I noticed in the last week you've been putting a lot more episodes up, even though they're old episodes. So I thought I'd come out and tell you the truth that Comedy Central are not looking for you to help them with the new show. So, sorry.
Damn it. I don't know if I've seen that email yet. It doesn't sound familiar. I'm sure it's in there somewhere, though. That's another thing I've been working on lately. I've been trying to catch up on my emails and figure out a better way to not get so behind on them all the time. I'll figure that out one of these years.
Hi, Brad. This is the real Sensei Doug.
Oh, hey.
I don't really appreciate you using my likeness with your silly prank phone call thing doing.
Shit.
Why don't you come down to the dojo where I train at? It's called Kelly's Kicking Karate in Winslow, Arizona. And maybe we can figure this out with a couple of men.
Okay.
Oh, and
I'll be there.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Motherfucker. Bye. You just wait. I'll be there. You just better not give me any of those snake eyes.
Alright, Root Crack the Monkey Boy on the scene. My favorite color is green.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that it's pretty clear you need to do a whole episode of You the Good Boy to human beings. Human stinking beings. You need to do it. I know you had trouble getting through without laughing and...
Yeah.
And all, but to me, that just added an extra.
I just got to practice not laughing while I say, who's a good boy?
Even funnier to your audience. I mean, I'm sure you got it set up where you can kind of mute yourself to get through your little giggle shenanigans and whatnot.
Yeah,
but,
sort of.
Yeah, man, I can definitely listen to a whole episode if you call. I don't care who the fuck you call, but call people and just tell them you're a good boy. Talk to them like they're a dog, or maybe you talk to someone to tell someone else that, you know, they're a good boy or whatever. Or a good girl, of course. Anyway, Roy, that's something, man, and it needs to happen. Full show. fuck it, 5 hours long. Thanksgiving, we'll have Thanksgiving early over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Cactus, Sickle Sally.
Yep, whatever you said. And I agree, I need to do an entire show of Who's a Good Boy, because those are fun to do.
In West New Mexico, born and raised, and my mom's basement is where I made most of my calls, chilling out Max and Star 67 Uncle, and pranking some parents outside the school, when a couple of hobos who were up to no good started buying store brands in my neighborhood, I got one little prank and my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Roy, New Mexico." Well, I mean, the last part doesn't rhyme, but...
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, hey, it's kind of good, right? I don't know.
It's better than the original, I think.
I like muffins. Do you like muffins, Bradley?
Alright.
Banana.
Thanks for the call.
Hello, this is Jeff from the computer.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
I'm calling today because I have to speak to your computer to ask it certain questions and see if it's okay.
Alright, here.
So,
here.
If you could just put your phone next to your computer so I can speak to it.
Let me put my phone there. Okay, it's there.
Hello? Oh, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? You are. Who's a good boy? Huh? Yeah. Okay. Alright. Good to hear. Okay. Alright. Bye-bye. No. Okay. Alright, bye.
Yeah, whatever you did, my computer looks happier now, so thank you for that. Alright, we are almost done with these, you guys. We are up to February 15th. It's not even a week ago. Really, I should just leave these for the next show, but fuck it. I'm going to do this.
Hey, Brad. It's Josiah.
Hey.
Big fan. Love your podcast. I just thought it's been really funny tonight. I work at a Chick-fil-A up in here, and my manager got prank called. Thought it'd be really funny if you could prank call
me.
Him. Complains about Chick-fil-A not being open on Sunday. Call the manager like an asshole, or just call him names or something. Just get him fired up, because my manager really got pissed off tonight by some prank caller. I thought it'd be funny.
It was probably me.
His number is 301.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop it. No leaving phone numbers on the PLA voicemail. You know better than that. If you want to send a number to be pranked, go to phonelosers.org/snowplowshow, and I think there's a link in there for the prank request form.
Hey, this is Zigzag Man here, man.
Hey.
I don't know shit. Before I called, I had a really good idea, man, but I forgot what it was.
Sounds like I poke smart.
Anyway.
Sort of.
I forgot my password, man. I don't remember what email.
Okay, that goes on for another minute. Thanks for calling in, Zigzag. That was a great voicemail. You did a good job on that.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Brian?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Roy from the Portrait Studio.
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. We had a problem with our computer, and we lost all your pictures by accident. The computer hard drive crashed, and we lost everything. So we're going to need you to come in for retakes.
Crap. That's not good. Okay.
Yeah, that sucks. We have to replace the hard drive. It's going to be upwards of $100 for the new hard drive here, so that sucks for us.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So can you come in on January 13th?
We were really hoping to. We were supposed to have these pictures for my mom. We were going to give them to her for Christmas. So hoping to get that done before then. But I don't think that's feasible anymore.
Obviously not. I mean, duh.
Yeah.
Can you come in 20 minutes?
In 20 minutes? I couldn't get my brothers live in Fort Collins and south, too.
Well,
so,
since you're refusing to cooperate and won't come in 20 minutes, we're not going to be able to refund any of the money. We're going to have to charge you again.
You're going to have to charge me again.
Yes, definitely. But maybe we can give it 10% discount or something. I don't know. 5%. No, probably 10.
So, I'm okay with your scheduling. I mean, that's fine. But you're not going to charge me twice for the same pictures, even though I didn't get the pictures.
Well, we have to, because the hard drive crashed, and we lost all the billing stuff, and it would be really difficult to refund you, so we just can't.
So, but you've already taken the money off my credit card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty much just lost in the computer, so it's not us that has it, really. It's just gone.
My money's just gone?
Yeah, it's just disappeared, pretty much, because we don't have it. Computer crashed. We got to get a new hard drive.
No, money doesn't just go away.
We got to hire a tech to put the new hard drive in.
I understand that, but you can't just say that, yeah, it sucks that your hard drive crashed, and yeah, your money's gone, and it's just evaporated. That's not how the world works here.
Well, you don't need to treat me like I'm retarded. I'm just trying to figure out.
I know. I don't understand where money is just gone and why I would need to be charged again if I've already paid.
We've got to pay for this hard drive. So we can't just be giving you money.
That's not my fault. No. I'm saying you took the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for pictures, right?
Correct.
Okay. But your hard drive is broken. And now I don't have pictures.
Right. We don't have the money either, so it all works out.
Right. No. This doesn't work out.
You don't need to yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you, sir.
You can stop yelling
now. Look, I'm not yelling. I'm talking to you.
Listen to
you.
The way you're saying that, I'm not yelling. God, you sound like a fucking Grinch.
Hey. Who is this? What is your name?
My name's Roy.
What's your name?
Roy.
Your name's Roy, and who are you with?
The portrait studio.
I need to speak to your manager.
I am the manager of this department.
Who's above you?
I don't know, the corporate office or something?
Give me the number for the corporate office.
It's 1-800.
Hold on, you wait 1 second. I need a pen.
Well, I gotta go. I got other people to call, so I'm just gonna let you go. But, you know, like...
No.
Call back and reschedule, and we'll figure something out, but you're definitely gonna have to repay, especially with your attitude.
Okay, you know what? Fuck you, I'm coming up there.
Hey.
This is Mr. Kidhead. One more time, I'm going to leave a voicemail.
Hey.
One more, this is the last voicemail ever leaving.
Is that why it's like over 2 minutes long?
I'm going through and I'm checking off my little checklist of things that I want to do to be a full-fledged participant in the community. I've left a voicemail.
Good job.
Bought some merch.
Woohoo!
I've listened to the show a lot.
Not enough.
Listen
more.
I've posted on my Facebook wall.
Listen to the phone shows. Everybody loves those.
Which was completely and utterly ignored when I did. So thanks for that.
Anytime.
And I haven't contributed money yet.
Motherfucker.
I'm just a poor hematology student.
Jerk.
But I will do that eventually. And I may even sponsor a show, who knows.
Yeah,
but
do it.
I figured today one thing I could knock out of the way is I could provide some content
right.
for the show.
Hurry the fuck up.
Now I'm not hip with all the fancy programs and all the stuff these kids are doing with the songs and the artwork.
Yep.
I can't do any of that. I don't have time and I don't know.
Quit making excuses.
But I can.
You could easily drop out of hematology school and have time to do all this stuff.
I can leave like a sound blurb for your soundboard.
Okay.
Or you can. I'm going to leave you a sound.
Blurb over the phone is the best way to do that.
Right
Thank
now.
You.
You can either like put it on your soundboard, or you can incorporate it into your cool intro song or whatever. This is what I always yell when I'm in my car and I'm listening, and the prank call is kind of going south, and the recipient's kind of getting hip.
Mm-hmm.
To what's going on, and you haven't called him a motherfucker yet. I always yell, "Call him motherfucker, RV." So I'm gonna yell that right now.
Okay.
And you can use that.
Do it. Hurry the fuck up. Come on.
Thing. Okay.
Jesus. Longest voicemail.
Call him motherfucker, RV. There.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna add that to my soundboard.
And
everyone wants to hear that a bunch more times.
Yeah, just use that. Thanks.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play that in the phone call so they can hear you telling me to call them a motherfucker. And then I'll call them a motherfucker. It's going to be great.
Hey, Brad. It's also some guy named Brad. But I have a
question
about prank
calls around
here. So my friends and I like to make some on weekends, and it's not really anything spectacular, but it's a good way to amuse
ourselves. You need to grow up and stop making prank calls. Come on. How old are you?
A lot of times we'll come up with a pretty neat premise, but when we call people and lay it out, they don't really get mad. Sometimes they just kind of go roll with it. So how do you kind of try and push people to get mad when they don't get angry at you?
I don't
other
know.
Than just swearing at them, of course, because that's kind of boring.
I'm just really good at being a dick, I guess.
But that's all. Cactus, cactus.
Yeah, I just really don't know. I'm just an asshole a bunch until they get mad and yell at me. And if you listen to the live shows, you know that it doesn't always work out like that. Sometimes I'll have to call up like 10 people who just like laugh and play along with it before someone gets really pissed off. And I guess calling from a business, that's definitely a way to piss people off because they expect businesses to be nice to them. So if someone calls them from a business and they're jerks to them, then they get upset and offended and everything. But yeah, I really don't know what to tell you about making people angrier and prank calls. Just stop being so nice. Be more of a jerk. You can do it. I have faith in you.
This is Bob.
Hello, Bob. This is Mike from the Bank of America. You called about David.
Hey, Mike.
Hello. You called about David's loan. I have the
David. It's our loan.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. David's the...
Yeah, I might have misunderstood the message translation here. Like it.
No, I received in the mail yesterday a request for some information, 10-10-03.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, I didn't even know what that was.
Oh.
But
what are you, stupid?
Anyway, we've completed everything. Is he the loan processor?
Yeah, that's David. He got fired this morning, though, so he's not available anymore. So I guess I'm going to be taking over.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, he was using drugs and alcohol here while he was making calls.
So, oh, my gosh.
So now it's just me.
And what's your name again?
My name is Roy Gerbel.
And you're with Bank of America?
Yep. Yeah, I can help you with whatever you're needing help with.
Okay. Now, I received this letter requesting, fully completed 1003, including 2-year residence and employment history, schedule of REO, and declarations, questions, condition, status, outstanding. I didn't even know what a 1003 was, but when I looked through it, it was your uniform residential loan application.
Oh, okay.
That's all been completed. I mean, I also I've been with my business for 37 years, so I don't really know if this was a mistake or if it was intended for someone else.
Oh no! It appears that you're just stupid and you don't understand paperwork. I mean, come on, it's right. It's all spelled out there for you, the REO and all that. I mean, come on, what's your problem? Couldn't you just Google? It would be faster to Google this than to leave a message and wait for a call.
What
back.
Are you talking about?
I'm just saying you could just Google the information and figure it out.
I know what it is. I've got it. But who are you?
Well, why? What's the call about then? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, this is a huge waste of my time and yours, really, because you could have figured this out hours ago, days ago.
Who are you talking about?
I'm just saying you could have Googled this.
I have done that.
Well, hey, not very good.
Just a minute.
Don't you know how to use you got to use quotations on your Google searches and you got to learn how to use Google search terms.
Come here just a second. I want you to hear this.
Who are you calling? What?
Hold on just a second.
What for?
All right, Tom. I got a guy he says he's from Bank of America and that our loan officer was fired for drinking on the job.
No.
No, I didn't say anything like that, sir. What are you talking about?
Do you know who this guy is? He's pulling our leg. Okay. It's got to be.
All right. Well, what's your question?
My question? No, I don't have any questions. I'm calling to find out what you need help with.
He says that David was fired.
Well, he may be.
No, I'm saying he's just not here today, and I'm just returning your call because you called today, and I just want to see if I can help you, sir.
On the job and doing drugs.
I never said anything.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, that's what he said, and he says he's taking over for David. So
okay.
I said, well, I've got a request here for this 1003, and he says, well, you ought to Google it. You're wasting my time.
No, he didn't.
I did not say anything like that, sir, and I don't appreciate this. This isn't appropriate. I'm just calling to help you. If you don't need any help, I can let you go.
Okay, I tell you what.
This guy's some lunatic.
No, hold on just a minute. What's your name so I can talk to you?
My name is Roy.
Sir?
It's hard to hear you on speakerphone. I don't understand what's going on. Why are you doing this? Are you just playing around on the phone?
Hey, Roy. Yeah, that's probably Andy Siegel.
It must be.
Is that you, Siegel?
Okay.
Wait a minute, he's calling about this, right?
No, I have no reason to understand.
Well, hold on just a minute.
Sir, I don't know who you think I am, but I'm from the Bank of America. I'm calling about your loan number, 257. I'm just calling to answer your questions. But I don't have time to sit here
and
be involved in whatever this prank is that you're doing right now. This is ridiculous.
Okay, Roy, you with me? This is Tom.
All right.
So, all we're doing is refinancing.
Okay.
If you can tell us where to get that 10, let's see, it's the 10, the 103 form, then that's all we need from you.
Why don't you try looking in your mom's asshole?
Yeah,
jackass.
Is a jackass? Who is this guy? It's either Mike Berger or...
Mike Berger? What kind of redneck name is that?
You Furberger yourself.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Bye.
So that is the official end of this episode, I guess. That was all of the voicemails. My voicemail is now completely empty. And I was going to do some other house cleaning type stuff, like maybe go through some of these emails that I've been meaning to read on the air. But I don't know, it's getting late. I need to edit this and get it put up for today so you guys can all be disappointed when you see that there's a new show out and it's nothing but voicemails. And if any of you are pissed off about that, be sure to blame the sponsor of today's show, which is CNC Wizard. He's the one to blame for this voicemail episode. Thanks a lot for that, CNC Wizard. You're the best. Thank you for being a supporter of the show. And if any of you listeners out there would like to be a supporter of the show, even after hearing this voicemail episode, then you should definitely do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus and sign up for $5 a month. That will get you extra episodes every week, or at least an extra episode every week. You'll get one of the short episodes, which we call the Hobosodes. And eventually, someday, if I get enough support, I will start doing things like making posters and coins and a vinyl album and an episode of Telephone Falls. I have been saying all that stuff for over 2 years now. I can't believe you guys are still believing me when I say that. But support the show, and maybe I will continue to tell those lies for only another 2 years instead of another 4 years. You know, you can hurry the whole thing along by supporting the show, hopefully. I hope you enjoyed the voicemails, and if you didn't enjoy the voicemails, I hope you at least enjoyed the old stuff that I played in this episode. All of the pranks played today can be found on the Phone Losers Media Pack, which is located at phonelosers.com/torrent. In that torrent, you get approximately 1 billion gigabytes of prank phone calls and videos and everything else the PLA has ever done. It's good stuff. You should download it right now, phonelosers.com/torrent. And I don't know, I guess that's it. I guess we can end the show now. So let's end the show with a song by Rob T. Firefly. This is one of his top 2 hits. This is Bell Odyssey by Rob T. Firefly.
Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob. Found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders and please don't take too long. Bell control to lineman Bob. You've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pair. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is lineman Bob to bell control. I'm climbing up a pole, and there's spray paint on this box that says PLA. And these wires look oddly different today. For here am I standing on a phone pole, far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do. Mm-hmm.
sorry. The number you are trying to reach is not checked or troubled.
We're sorry. Due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Please try your call again later.
You try your call again later.
I've fixed 100,000 lines. I'm getting really bored. And I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo, 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 yo? Bell control to lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear me, Lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole? Far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe. There's not much I can do.
No, why don't you come clean with me who you really are?
No, it would be fun.
And then
it
we'll
would be
tell you if we want to come to the theater with you.